To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is set to make an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to the development of autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows this is not true. Autism expert at the University of Pennsylvania, David Mandel, says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tens of thousands of people, including President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and a number of cabinet members, attended the public memorial for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. The widow of the slain conservative activist said she forgives her husband's killer because it's what Charlie would have done. The San Francisco Bay Area was shaken awake by a magnitude 4.4 earthquake in Berkeley this morning. No reports of damage or injuries. And the 80th United Nations General Assembly opens today. This is ABC News. Tech companies and workers in the San Francisco Bay Area are bracing for new six-figure fees, says ABC's Suzanne Fahn.
President Trump signed an executive order Friday imposing a $100,000 fee on H-1B visas. Some people have been rushing to fly back to the U.S.
Microsoft and Amazon and other companies communicating with their workers outside the United States. Come back.
Those visas bring high-skilled tech workers like scientists, engineers, and architects to the U.S. The White House says the fee will not affect current H-1B visa holders. Some believe the new fee will disrupt the tech industry in the Bay Area. In San Francisco, Suzanne Fahn, ABC News.
An animal handler was killed Saturday at a private big cat sanctuary in southeast Oklahoma. The Growler Pines Tiger Preserve said Ryan Easley died in an accident involving a tiger, calling it a painful reminder of both the beauty and unpredictability of the natural world. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer, now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. On Thursday, September 18th, a vehicle pursuit which began in Michigan and continued on through approximately 49 miles of Iron County ended successfully with the operator of a stolen vehicle, wanted for several felonies, taken into custody in Ironwood, Michigan. Earlier in the day, Iron County and surrounding areas received credible information that the male, Robert Guns Brown, who was wanted for several vehicle thefts in Iowa and Lafayette counties, had been spotted in the area operating a stolen truck. At approximately 11 p.m., Iron County deputies responded to a mutual aid call in Gogebic County, where officers and deputies were in pursuit of a stolen vehicle heading toward Wisconsin, refusing to stop and operating in an unsafe manner. The pursuit continued into Hurley and through the Island Lake area into the town of Anderson, and eventually back through Hurley and into Ironwood. After multiple coordinated attempts to safely stop the vehicle failed, a tire deflation device was successfully deployed in Michigan, deflating the tires of the truck. The truck then entered an apartment complex parking lot and struck a tree. As the operator attempted to flee the vehicle on foot, a taser was deployed, successfully ending the incident at approximately 12:08 a.m. The operator was taken into custody, examined by ambulance personnel, and lodged in the Gogebic County Jail. Multiple agencies were involved in the incident, including Michigan State Police, Gogebic County Sheriff's Office, Ironwood Public Safety, Hurley Police, and Iron County Sheriff's Office deputies. Saturday, October 4th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., the book sale at the Phillips Public Library is beginning. This book sale will run the whole month of October with lots of great items that will be rotated weekly. So don't miss out. Come early and come often. You never know what you'll find. And if you're looking to help out, the Phillips Public Library is seeking volunteers. Two-hour shifts are available during library hours starting October 4th. You can email phillipslibraryfriends@gmail.com for more information. Once again, that book sale is beginning October 4th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. And if you would like to help out, you can email phillipslibraryfriends@gmail.com. For Wisconsinites impacted by severe storms, damaging winds, and flooding, help is available with deadlines pushed back from the IRS. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains.
The Internal Revenue Service, IRS, announced that tax relief for people and businesses in areas of the state affected by storms now have until February 2nd to file federal, individual, and business tax returns.
The benefit for taxpayers is it lets them focus on recovering from the emergency and not worrying about filing their taxes by the deadline of October 15th or making their payroll tax deposit.
That's Stacy Engel from the Internal Revenue Service. Following the disaster declaration issued by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, homes or businesses in Milwaukee, Washington, and Waukesha counties qualify for this relief.
Call the 866-562-5227 and request the tax relief. Otherwise, our system is automatically updated with anybody that falls into those three counties.
All relief workers affiliated with a recognized government or philanthropic organization assisting in the relief efforts in the covered disaster area qualify. Also, anyone that visited the disaster area and was injured as a result can also get relief.
An extension of time to file generally is not an extension of time to pay. So even though they're extending this, if they had a balance due April 15th, penalties and interest still may accrue. However, they do have the right to request those to be removed.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Monaco Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Monaco Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Monaco Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at MonacoCars.com.
We've had an exceptional year for cool season perennial grasses due to plenty of rainfall timed during the summer slump. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you for the Midwest Farm Report, and we're going to be talking with some pasture experts after this.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Jason Cavadini joins us. He's a grazing outreach specialist with the Division of Extension. He says this year has offered some of the best forage growth he's seen in a decade. Even more good news, September and October tend to be the best parts of the pasture's growing season.
It's just been an exceptional year for cool season perennial grasses. There's multiple reasons for that. We've had plenty of rainfall, and it's kind of been timed. So, like, typically we think of cool season grasses, especially as we hear this term summer slump. This year that was timed up with plenty of rainfall. And so the summer slump was pretty minor.
Extension grazing specialist Jason Cavadini says it's crucial to keep grasses and legumes in a leafy growing state, and that means managing mature growth carefully. You can find the full interview at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
Here at the Midwest Farm Report, we're always tuned in to what you're listening to. If you missed a big story, don't worry, we've got your back. Here are the top five most listened to stories from this past week. At number five, from $5 to 35,000 mums, the blooming success of Honeymoon Acres. And number four, tips and tricks to keep ticks off your back. Number three, a new bill aims to help beginning farmers find land. At number two, cattle producers are urging folks to speak up against a proposed fee hike. And the number one most listened to story of the week, livestock markets also push back against what they're calling an excessive fee increase. Stick with us for more of the stories that matter most right here on the Midwest Farm Report. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs, so Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Highs right around 70. For tonight, patchy fog developing again. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. Current temperature is 56 degrees. 98 Q Country.
Well, it's been a long time, glad to see your face. I knew we'd meet again another time, another place. Can't believe it's been so many years. You better grab a chair and a couple of beers. Looking good in your three-piece suit. You know, I always knew you'd take the business route. You were always the one to follow the light. And you look like you're doing all right, yeah. Been singing for my rent and singing for my supper. I'm above the below and below the upper. I'm stuck in the middle where money gets tight, but I guess I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Were younger, they thought we were crazy, but we had the hunger. We kept a lot of friends, skipped a lot of class, been on top of the world and knocked on our We lost touch, we lost in love, we lost our minds when things got tough. But beating time is a losing fight, and I guess I'm doing all right. This evening, and God only knows when I'll see you again. Just send a fax or send me a letter or give me a call, that would even be better. Give the kids a kiss for me and say hello to the family and tell them all my future's looking bright. Well, I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I said I miss them, but I'm doing all right. I guess I'm doing all right.
Brewers play here. Brewers, Packers, Screaming Eagles, Loggers, Midgets, Sports Play-by-Play with a local twist on 98Q Country.
Sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow, and so am I. Workday passes like molasses in wintertime, but it's July. I'm getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something, I think I'll just call it a day. Something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take all afternoon and half the night. Tomorrow morning, I know they'll be hell to pay. Hey, but that's alright. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 5:00 somewhere. I could pay off my tab, pour myself in a cab, and be back to work before 2:00. At a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do?
Funny you should ask, Alan.
I'd say, pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong, make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30. It's 5:00 somewhere.
What time zone am I on? What country am I in?
It doesn't matter. It's 5:00 somewhere.
It's always on 5 in Margaritaville, come to think of it.
Yeah, I heard that.
You've been there, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
I've seen your boat there.
I've been to Margaritaville a few times.
All right. Well, that's good.
Stumble my way back.
Okay. Well, we just want to make sure you can keep it between the navigational beacons.
Between the buoys. I got it.
All right. Well, it's 5:00. Let's go somewhere.
I'm ready. Crank it up.
Let's get out of here.
I'm gone.
Laid there on the banks of the Rio, new silver buckle on your
Laredo.
Lainey Wilson, a 98Q Country, 27 after 6 on a Monday morning. Hello to you, and I hope your weekend treated you okay. If it didn't, if you had a rough weekend, maybe things aren't going so well for you this morning, hang in there. Hang in there. It'll always turn back for you a little bit there. So weather-wise, it was everything that we thought it wouldn't be. It was wet. We had some periods of, you know, decent stuff here and there. But for the most part, it was just kind of soggy and humid. There was a humidity in the air. I don't know about you, but I think our houses are just kind of, you feel it, just kind of sticky and just, ugh. So it was cool enough where you could open up the windows, but after you had your windows open for an hour or two, you're like, well, that's just humid. Temperatures will continue to be probably right around 70, close to 70 anyway, upper 60s today, tomorrow, Wednesday, warming up into the mid-70s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And as far as rain goes, it's still going to be quite a bit of cloud cover today, tomorrow. Some sunshine going to break out later in the week, but it's a good day to be a mushroom. The soggy, wet weather, that is for sure. The number one news story this morning is we had an earthquake in California overnight. California Bay Area was shaken awake by a magnitude 4.3 earthquake overnight. The trembler struck just before 3 a.m. this morning, and it set off some phone alerts across the region. The epicenter was located less than 2 miles east of Berkeley, and the earthquake was felt in Oakland, San Francisco, and in San Jose. So far, there have been no reports of any damage or injuries from that, but that's the story this morning. We'll do a little gray area later on. We will have a discussion about the Packer fiasco in the fourth quarter yesterday, and talk a little football and other observations from the weekend. So stay tuned for another edition of the Gray Area coming up after 8 o'clock this morning. It certainly was an entertaining Sunday of football. Yesterday was my veg-out football day. I had a couple of TVs. I had the Packers over here. I had the Viking game here. And then I watched the 3 o'clock game. And then I watched a little WNBA playoffs, and then I watched the night game. It was just a morning guy just kind of vegging out and watching football day. It was relaxing. Sometimes you got to do that. Just turn it off. Turn off the world and just kind of, you know, chill out. That's what I did yesterday. So we'll have some observances from that ahead for you on this 22nd of September. As we begin the fall, the autumnal equinox, is that what they call it? Summer officially begins today at what time? See, it runs through today. What's the exact time that it begins today? Okay, right now. I have no idea. But summer's over today is what I'm trying to say. It doesn't really matter, does it? So the beginning of the fall season. It feels like it's been here for about 2 or 3 weeks already. Twice an hour, news and sports on the morning show at 6:31. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump is set to make an announcement today on autism. The Washington Post reports the administration is going to link Tylenol use during pregnancy to the development of autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows this is not true. Autism expert at the University of Pennsylvania, David Mandel, says,
I'm very concerned that women who experience fevers will elect not to treat that fever because we know the fever is associated with poor child outcomes.
Tens of thousands of people, including President Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and a number of cabinet members, attended the public memorial for Charlie Kirk in Arizona. The widow of the slain conservative activist said she forgives her husband's killer because it's what Charlie would have done. The San Francisco Bay Area was shaken awake by a magnitude 4.4 earthquake in Berkeley this morning. No reports of damage or injuries. And the 80th United Nations General Assembly opens today. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has been working for you in Ashland County. An improvement project on Wisconsin Highway 169 is nearing completion to improve safety. Crews are replacing the pavement from Highway 13 in Mellon to the Iron County line. Other improvements include Bad River Bridge deck replacement, culvert replacement, guardrail work, and ditch repair. Crews have maintained access to Copper Falls State Park and the North Country National Scenic Trail during construction, and this project is scheduled for completion in early October. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation and the Ashland County Highway Department thank you very much for your patience and cooperation during this time of construction. Sunday, October 5th from 8 to noon, over at Goble South Fork Bar and Grill in Lugerville, there's a breakfast fundraiser for the Red Apple Center. This is $10 a plate, with 5 and under eating free. Breakfast will feature from scratch pancakes, French toast, sausage, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and homemade cinnamon rolls. There's also going to be raffles. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, October 5th from 8 to noon over at Goble South Fork in Lugerville. And just a reminder, that is on County Road F. People across Wisconsin are gathering showing support for immigrants. Lisa Hale reports on a recent rally in Northeast Wisconsin.
Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to break free. The Statue of Liberty is meaningless now and with this administration.
That's Father Joe Matern of Casa Esther Catholic Workhouse in Omro speaking to a group of about 50 people in South Park in Oshkosh Saturday morning. The No Hate, No Fear, Immigrants Are Welcome Here rally was sponsored by Indivisible Winnebago County, Wisconsin and Vocas de la Frontera. Deb Martin of Indivisible Winnebago said rallies like this one are essential in the current political climate.
We're finding that they have more fear. One of my friends said, we can't come. And I said, I understand that. I want you to just feel courage that there are those of us who care and that we're going to get together to see in what ways we can help.
Vosa de la Frontera's Hiram Rabadan of Fond du Lac shared some of what he and his fellow immigrants are facing.
They go back to your country and come back legally. The first minute I step out of the United States, it's not possible to come back. It brings a small window to become a legal resident, especially with the atmosphere right now.
Rabadan has been in the United States for nearly two decades and has been a legal resident for the past 2 years. Reverend Ellen Rasmussen of the Algoma Boulevard United Methodist Church in Oshkosh is using her voice because many who are immigrants are frightened to use theirs.
Instead of welcome, we see fear. Instead of dignity, we see raids, detentions, and families torn apart.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Brewers do it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers are divisional champs of the NL Central. Although they lost yesterday 5-1 to the Cards, the Reds swept the Cubs. So Milwaukee, divisional champs for a third year in a row. Manager Pat Murphy.
Well, just this team finds a way. They're resilient, and they're guys that have a special it factor.
NFL, the Packers shocked by the Browns, losing 13-10 on a walk-off field goal by Cleveland. Defensive end Micah Parsons.
Man, it's like a movie sometimes how football works. I just think towards the end of the game they play better than us, and we got to play all four quarters of football.
College football, the Badgers losing at home to Maryland Saturday, 27-10, and now headed into the bye.
We've got a challenge. I felt like the culture of this team and the things that we did in the offseason and in fall camp was something that was a lot stronger than what we have had. We're going to find out how strong it is. That's where we're going to have to go because this thing doesn't get any easier.
That's head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drug-to-driving, and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. A shared message from the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Are you looking for a fulfilling way to spend your time and enjoy helping others? Park Manor may have the perfect job opportunity for you. Park Manor is a 100% employee-owned rehabilitation and nursing care facility located in Park Falls in the heart of the Northwoods. Their mission is to provide excellent quality care in an atmosphere of compassion, hospitality, and respect for the dignity of each person. Come explore open positions, which include RN, LPN, certified nurse aides, and positions within the support service department, offering competitive wages, a great benefits package, and incentive opportunities. To apply, visit parkmanorwy.com. That's parkmanorwy.com. Or reach out to Human Resources at 715-744-1034. 715-744-1034. Park Manor, always caring, always here.
The Post-Career Day Press Conference, brought to you by Progressive.
Anthony, can you tell us what happened during Career Day?
I'm a biomedical researcher. The kids just weren't impressed.
How did you feel when your son called in the backup?
Embarrassed. And I knew it would be a fireman. It's always a fireman. It's cliche, but a crowd favorite. He had an axe and everything. I can't compete with that.
And will the fireman be helping your son with his science fair project?
Hope not. I'm literally a scientist.
Like it or not, sometimes you need a backup. That's why there's Progressive, to protect your home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with a Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some patchy fog possible through mid-morning. Otherwise, more clouds than sun with an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible in the afternoon. Highs right around 70. For tonight, patchy fog developing again. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with lows in the lower 50s. Current temperature is 56 degrees.
98Q Country.
Every time I fall, I get back up again. Cinch my saddle up and find me another wind. Let it take me where it wants to go. Another one horse town, another damned old rodeo. I know this life is crazy, but I'll be home soon, baby. I'll ride in on a sunny day, sing you a song, steer your heart away like a cowboy. Hang my hat like I'm here for a while, kick off my boots and drive you wild like a cowboy. Tucked inside my old hat, it brings me love. I need a bunch of that. This midnight winding road runs through my blood. I can't give it up like I said I would. I know it's hard on every time I fall, I get back up again. Cinch my saddle up and find me another way.
Say goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? to go back, go back. I loved you, how tragic. Oh, did you goodbye, just wish I knew what caused it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in a way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in
goes Dasha with Austin, 98Q Country. And Monday begins here, the end of the summer season and beginning of fall. Feels like it started already with some of the cooler weather we had there a couple weeks ago. Got off to a early start. Leaves are already falling. It feels like Halloween should be really soon here. But Halloween is still a month or more away yet, 5 weeks or so. But it feels... It has felt fall-like. With the gray area coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we'll talk a little Packers, Vikings, Bears, and other stuff. It's the beginning of the Go for the Green and Gold text to win today. Yeah, we're going to be giving you a chance to text us keywords throughout the week and give you a chance to win. Now, there's going to be a daily winner. There's going to be a daily winner of $200 cash and gold jewelry, gold-plated necklace. And then every time you text in each hour, seven times through the day, each one of those entries will get you in for the grand prize. Just go see Green Bay in Minnesota in Green Bay on November 23rd. It's about a $1,500 value, give you a gas card and to get you there and all that stuff. So it's Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It is a Civic Media contest, and it's actually multi-state because Civic Media actually has one radio station now, way up over there in northern Minnesota, way farther north than us. So we have to technically call it a multi-state. But it's the same bunch of characters as have been doing it the last couple of times that we've done it. So we'd like to see you have a chance to be a winner. Stay tuned. Our first keyword coming up at 7. We make it very easy for you. Keywords throughout the day. Every 2 hours starting at 7 o'clock. 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7. So if you're tuned in and you hear the keyword, shoot it to us. Put that Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, and you'll automatically be in for the daily drawing of that $200 in the gold jewelry. And that entry automatically will give you a chance to win those Green Bay, Minnesota tickets for November the 23rd. All right, so we're going to do that this week. And next week also, we're going for the green and gold and having a lot of fun doing it. So put that Civic Media app on your phone and get ready to text. We'll give you the first keyword coming up after 7 o'clock. I'm having a little technical problem with our words of wisdom today, so we're going to bypass that. I'll give you some words of wisdom. Don't spit into the wind. Don't tug on Superman's cape. Don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. I may have stolen that from a line from a song. We'll get focused on the family back in here again tomorrow morning. News update. We'll get to that at the top of the hour here in just a moment.
We check your pulse. We examine your symptoms. But what we see is you. We see the promises of youth, the joys of growth, and the wisdom of experience. Throughout your entire life's journey, we are right here with you, alongside you, and ready to serve you and your family. Helping you get the most out of a healthy life. Healthcare is a lot of things, but the best care is human. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
Save big money on your interior stains and finishes now at Menards. Provide exceptional color to your staining project with Minwax Color Series. It applies evenly and dries fast with just one coat. Get a quart of Minwax Color Series wood stain in over 240 colors on sale now through September 28th. Save big on Minwax wood stains. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
With 98 Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monopa Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the Green and Gold Text to Win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Monaco Chevrolet, your local dealer.
98Q Country.
Another long, hard working day gone. Time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise. And I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town, and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down. It's like they pull me in. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a barstool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. I was almost one boot out of the door when the band kicked. Oh, blame it on ETC for keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on, yeah. I was gonna get a good night's sleep, and then a country song came on. Save it for the end of the week, and then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. I wasn't gonna drink. Then a country song came on. No, I wasn't gonna dream. Yeah, a country song came on.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's been pressuring the Justice Department to bring criminal charges against his political opponents. ABC's Rachel Scott says over the weekend, the president addressed a message on social media to PAM, meaning Attorney General Pam Bondi, in which he wrote, "Something must be done."
Adding, "We can't delay any longer. It's killing our reputation and credibility. Justice must be served now." President Trump calling for cases against Democratic Senator Adam Schiff, former FBI Director James Comey, and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Today, the president's expected to make an announcement on autism, and the Washington Post is reporting the administration will link Tylenol use in pregnancy to autism. Tylenol's manufacturer says science shows the drug is safe. Tens of thousands celebrated the life and work of Charlie Kirk at a memorial for the conservative activist in Arizona. And the UK and Australia said they'll recognize a Palestinian state, angering Israel as the UN General Assembly begins. This is ABC News. A 23-year-old due to be arraigned today in New Hampshire in connection with a deadly shooting Saturday at a country club. ABC's Rena Roy has more.
The suspect, Hunter Nato, facing second-degree murder charges after police say he opened fire at Sky Meadow Country Club in Nashua during a wedding reception just after 8:30 Saturday evening.
He had a semi-auto weapon. We just saw him raise the gun, and then we ran.
A good Samaritan trying to stop the shooter.
He hit him over the head with a chair, and he probably saved a bunch of lives.
Police say the suspect could face more charges.
And Karen Reed will be in a Massachusetts court today, 3 months after a jury acquitted her of murder in the death of her boyfriend, John O'Keefe. O'Keefe's family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Reed.